After several days and a crossing of the Sierra Morena Mountains, which was excessively arduous and uncomfortable, we entered Seville and took lodgings near the cathedral with a British woman who provided us with a single room in which we were happy to move. The city was extremely crowded, and there were no public rooms available. Blatchford and I were now more like brother and sister than servant and mistress. And though the familiarity which had marked our first night in Lisbon did not reoccur, we were to every other extent familiar, dressing and undressing and performing our toilet without embarrassment. The Spanish character seems much more violent than Portuguese. No sooner had we arrived in Seville than we witnessed a violent quarrel between our guide on his dismissal and another man in the street. For no reason that we could discover other than they disliked each other's faces. A challenge to fight with knives was issued, and such a fight only prevented by the intervention of soldiery. We stayed only 3 days in Seville before passing on to Cadiz, where we put up at Wood's Hotel. The landlady there being firm that she would not allow no servants in her house. We passed for brother and sister, to our mutual satisfaction. I having long since ceased to address Blatchford in the terms of a servant, and he, with my permission, now addressing me as Sophia. It was at Cadiz that I permitted myself to be persuaded to attend a bullfight, the cruelty of which nauseated me. The spectacle of horses galloping around a ring with their bowels exposed, of men shattering themselves to pieces, and of the tortured bulls themselves was sickening to me, and no less to Blatchford. And marks a difference between the British and the Spanish character that could scarcely be more marked. I had hoped to travel from Cadiz to Ostia, the port of Rome, but was informed there was no direct sailing, but that I should instead make for Gibraltar, where perhaps I could obtain passage. The 3 days spent at Cadiz before we sailed were delightful ones, the bullfight apart. It is a gay and charming city, with an opera at which many handsome men and women present themselves to the public view, the girls especially fine, with long black hair and graceful forms, in the most becoming dress. Blatchford too was charmed by them, and escorted by a fellow Englishman staying at the hotel, they visited a seraglio, or bordello, at which he informed me, for we were now on terms which permitted us to discuss it, he was entertained by females as generous with their endearments and as tender as their caresses as they were passionate in their satisfaction of the masculine urges. It was with some disappointment then that we sailed at 3 one morning upon a frigate for Gibraltar, and at noon the following day set foot on that remarkable